this week and next week, we'll be talking about two mission trips from this congregation that went down to build houses in Mexico. We do this each time because it is important for us to share our journeys of faith together. It is important for us to listen for what God is doing in and through this congregation if we haven't taken an active part in that mission. And also, we come and talk about these things to highlight a couple of ways that you and your family may be involved in mission. As a congregation, we have chosen to be intentional about being what they call a missional congregation. For those who can't find missional in their Oxford English Dictionary, and when we used that, we couldn't find it anywhere, let me say a little about why we are missional and what that means for us. It evolved over time in response to God's love shown to us. In 1995, the mission statement of the church included, "We are a vital, growing church, embracing change and discovery as we seek opportunities to serve God." As this was lived out in this congregation, it was recognized that the truth was that mission was so important to us that it was part of who we were as Christians and as a community. Emil Brunner, a theologian, said, "The church exists by mission just as fire exists by burning." Can you think of fire without any burning? Church exists by mission just as fire exists by burning. We were recognizing that in our midst. In 2007, the congregation was increasingly involved in mission in all different ways, and increasingly involved in finding ways to find more missions to do. In fact, the understanding was that we were doing this in response to God's love in our midst, that we had been blessed as a people with faith from the people who have gone on before, that this had been handed down to us, that God's love had been shown to us in so many ways, including our own provision, and that we were able to share that with others. So we became what was called an intentional missional congregation, where mission is core to our purpose and our identity. This means that we promote mission involvement in some way for everyone. Our involvement in mission is to be life-giving to us, giving vitality to our congregation, not just bleeding our resources, not just asking for another handout, but actually it vitalizes our congregation as we invest our lives in the lives of others. As we serve in mission, you see, we become aware of what God is doing. We are aware that we are serving God. We continue to see that this mission and mission in general is a response to God's call to love our neighbor, to do for the least of these, as Jesus said. So we seek to apply ourselves in a way that is relevant to the need we see, and also by being generous in our response. We are motivated by our hope in Christ, a hope that we want others to know about. We want to impart hope to those we help. The stated values that accompany our idea of being missional are that it involves education, both of people, that we can educate people on justice issues, but also that we learn to be better disciples by reaching out in Christ's name. We don't have to have it all together. Some people come to faith through acting in mission. So it's educational and justice related. It also involves diversity of mission, different kinds of mission projects, whether it be raising money or raising awareness, whether it be global or local, whether it be hands-on or whether it be participating in other ways. It also is to be meaningful, both meaningful to the congregation, but also to those with whom we work. It's to be inclusive, that we involve everybody in the congregation in some kind of mission, whether young or old, whether they've been in mission before or have not, whether they're young in faith or old in faith. And also that we go through partnerships, that we utilize partners of both of the Presbyterian Church for other partners. So we are called not only to be Christ, not only to reach out and give, but also to recognize we meet Christ in others. We might meet Christ as we meet the needs of others. So we remember that Jesus came into the world. He became flesh and dwelt among us, as Peterson says. He came into our neighborhood to live in the neighborhood. And that's what we are to do in all kinds of mission, whether we support mission, pray for mission, or go out in mission. So today, it is our hope. Everybody got that? It's amazing what you can do with a big hill and some cardboard boxes. Today we'll give you just a glimpse of our journey in faith, our journey to Mexico, how this trip has encouraged us to wrestle with our faith, with issues of poverty and injustice in the world. So I'm going to call Bill Judd to come forward to begin.
I came to this effort as a longtime supporter of similar mission trips involving St. Andrews, but I've never actually participated in person on the ground. I had heard the stories from our own members who have traveled to Mexico to build homes and to Mississippi to help out with the recovery after Hurricane Katrina. I've read the countless newspapers that we get in the mail about such missions around the world. Surely I had a pretty good idea what I was getting into. As I found out, and you may have guessed already, I didn't really know much at all until I got involved. We found a very helpful partnership through a group of Rotary clubs here in Calgary with an organization called YWAM, Youth with a Mission, they were really running the program, selecting the families to receive the homes, designing the structure, planning the supply of tools and materials, and looking after all of our needs while we were there. Our friends in Rotary were already set up to go on the trip. They have done this for a number of years, fundraising and organizing to pay for and build the houses. This year they would be doing 6 houses, and they had enough room for us to join them. We all found our way to San Diego separately, meeting up in time to travel together to the YWAM base camp outside of Rosarito, Mexico. Once we were all together, we found that our mission group included a small group of young adults from the Calgary Boys and Girls Club, a group of Aboriginals with needs of their own, but wanting to explore this opportunity to reach out to others. There was also a Rotary Exchange student and other friends of the Rotarians, a group of about 60, enough to build 6 houses, and this would end up being one of the busiest weeks this YWAM site has ever seen. While I could tell that some of the group had been on these house building trips before, there was still a lot of organizing to do, and that's where YWAM staff took over. They helped us to prepare for the work that we would be doing, as well as for the connection that we were about to make with a family that didn't speak our language, but was eager to work with us. The local YWAM staff had already been working with the families to have them buy their own piece of land, arrange grading of the site, and pour the concrete slab foundation. As best I could tell, the families bought the land where it suited them and where they could afford. All of our 6 houses were in completely different places. We would have only 2 days to build the homes and get them ready for our families. It was all very well done. We assembled wall panels, put on roof trusses, drywalled, shingled, and painted, and painted, and painted. It was a small 3-room home. Water was supplied by truck. They would still have to arrange for electricity hookup and some sort of an outhouse. I was a little unsettled about how little they still had. Even though you could tell from the excitement of the family that our gifts to them were very much appreciated. Later, I came to understand just how connected and involved this YWAM outreach mission is in the district, and that they continue to be in touch with families, even to the extent that a couple of family members have come to join the YWAM staff. As I understand it, YWAM itself is a worldwide evangelical mission organization that is independent of any particular church denomination. They have bases in many countries, including Canada, where they offer discipleship training and organize local mission work. In the overall, I was very pleased to have been part of giving this gift of a home and furnishings, and very encouraged by the continuing presence that is felt in that community with the YWAM base and staff. And I'm hopeful that God's love is being shown in a tangible way through our collective efforts.
When our team, 11 volunteers, a translator, a build supervisor, and a site coordinator, arrived at the build site, our family was there waiting. They were excited to see us, and we introduced ourselves through the translator. They were understandably quite shy, yet very, very excited. I think we were all feeling a bit overwhelmed. No one knew quite what to expect, especially those of us who were new to the process. We learned that Maria is a single mother with two of her three children living with her, Carlos, age 16, and Samuel, aged 10. She works at a local convenience store and brings home $88 a week to support her family. Despite this meager income, she had managed to buy the land where we were going to build, demonstrating her ability to make those payments, and that was a main criterion for her building application. Within the first hour, Maria and the boys were working alongside us, Carlos with the framing crew, and Maria and Samuel with those of us who were painting. Samuel, a typical 10-year-old, had more paint on him than the walls did, I think. But as we worked alongside this family, the differences that separated us, language, culture, geography, socioeconomic status, those melted away as we laughed and shared in the work. Here was a woman and mother with a bubbly personality and infectious laugh, a hard worker and caring person who loves her children and wants to give them the best life she can. Nothing much different from most of us. Through this experience, it was helpful to put a face on the reality of poverty, but I was reminded that despite our unique stories and circumstances, we share common bonds as humans. We are much more similar than we are different. I was impressed with Maria's resilience, her resourcefulness, her strength, and her spirit, but she needed a hand up to help her reach her goals. She was so happy and grateful for her blue and purple home, a very tangible reminder of a better future for her and her family. But we were so privileged to meet them, Maria, Carlos, and Samuel, and to be part of this amazing work.
Good morning. I'm pleased to share my thoughts and experiences about the mission trip with you this morning. First, I want to tell you something I have thought of doing since St. Andrew's first began going to build with the organization Amour, but never thought that I could. That kind of trip was more than I was willing to do. So when we heard of this build through YWAM, I thought this build was something that I could do. But I had questions. Why not just send money and give the locals some employment? Why not just send the money that cost us personally to go down there and just give the money to them so that they could use some people there to employ? And was there a job that I was capable of doing to be of real help to the team? And is this something that I wanted to do for my feeling good about myself? Or do I want to go because I feel God has blessed me so much that I want to give back? So, why not just send money? Through the Rotary Club, money is available to the locals to assist with the house build by getting the site ready. That means leveling the area, making and pouring the cement pad that the house sits on, and getting the materials needed for the build. And all of that does give jobs to the locals. What money cannot buy is the volunteers' enthusiasm, their passion for helping to improve their family situation, their joy in working side by side with the families to give them a simple but safe home. The families see God through us, that He loves them. And for myself, I saw God working through blood, sweat, and tears to give them hope that life will be better for them. As far as my concern that I would be capable of doing my share of the work, let me tell you, even only having this much experience, I was more than capable. I found out I could handle a paintbrush just fine, and not having to be a perfectionist was right up my alley. Rolling blue paint was my new talent. It was exhilarating. And seeing the joy on Maria's face as the house took shape just made me want to do more. When I reflect back on my reasons for going to Mexico to build a simple house for a family, I do feel good about what I did. I helped change lives. I helped make a difference for Maria, for Carlos, for Samuel. And I feel so blessed that I could give back. Thanks be to God. What I want to leave you with this morning is that this kind of mission is possible for many of you who have considered going. And wouldn't it be amazing to have a huge team go from St. Andrews next time?
And I, too, share Pat's passion. Like, what could I do? But I found out working with Manuel, he was a project manager like Jan here to build a house. He had everything totally under control. And I was one of the framing team, carrying big 4x8 sheets of drywall, big boards, nailing and pounding and nailing and hammering. But working side by side with Manuel, a local Mexican from Tijuana, what a heartwarming experience. Just working with him, the big hugs, just working side by side. Amigos all. No, that's not me. But again, and Maria's son, Carlos, again working with Carlos, carrying these big 4x8 sheets of drywall down the hill. And it's just such an overwhelming experience. And I can tell you, it was one fantastic experience that you could come and share with us next year, March the 2nd or the 3rd.
When Alfred and I went down to Mexico with the group, we were put on a different build team. The family we built for were around my age. The dad was 22, the mom was 19, and they had two children. One was 14 months old, and the other was 3 months old. It is hard for the family to get ahead because they make so little money that the dad was only making $75 a week. Well, youth here can make more on a minimum wage in 2 days. More youth should experience this so that they can see how the family sees the house as a necessity, where we see it as a luxury. We had built a simple 20x20 three-room house in 2 days. This was a step up for the family, as they were living in a cow shed previously. The experience in building the house showed that we can give up some time in our everyday life to help a family in need, and it will impact them. This is the will, of God that we help those in need. Thank you.
In March, I had the privilege of being a part of the YWAM Mexico mission trip, along with my son Jacob. I had done the Amor mission trip in 2010 with his sister Jamie and wanted him to have the experience of a mission trip. The family we built a home for are the Valenzuelas, Victor, Carmen, Melanie, and Victor Axel. We had a team of 15 people, 8 men, 4 women, and 3 youth, along with 3 YWAM staff. The family had the property for 9 months and had applied to have a house built through YWAM. Having two very young children and having to be out of the place they were living in 6 months, put them on the short list for a house. Hope for Carmen started when the cement slab was poured. When 15 people on a mission poured off the bus, reality started to set in that her family was going to get a home. Being a stay-at-home mom and only Victor's income as a farm hand, there's no way they could afford to build a house. It takes everything they earn just to live. That is why you see so many little places built of scrap material for shelters in Mexico. By the end of the first day, with the house three quarters built, Carmen was speechless with tears of joy. Even though Carmen and Victor were helping to build the house, you could see the disbelief on their faces that it was really happening. On the second day, while the family got to go on a shopping trip, we shingled the roof, finished the interior, while some of the crew put together the furniture for the house. When the family came back from the shopping trip, we held a key ceremony, said a blessing for the family and their new home, then were invited in as their first guests. Carmen now has a safe place to live, a home she can raise her children in and give them a better life, and a legacy she can one day pass on to her children. You see, miracles do happen. As for me, I believe you are never too old or too young to help make them happen.
So you've been watching the pictures? You've heard the story of two out of the six families that were impacted by the build that we went on. And the thing that comes back to me over and over again is that life is unfair. And you see that every day on TV and magazines, newspaper, on the internet, just how unfair life can be. It can actually be very overwhelming. And you kind of go, how can we make it better? How do we make it right? I'm reminded of Dr. Seuss towards the end of the book, The Cat in the Hat. The fish says, but your mother will come. She will find this big mess. And this mess is so big and so deep and so tall. We cannot pick it up. There is no way at all. So this situation is a big mess. But then our scripture reading this morning, the last verse, Matthew 25:40, says, and the king will answer them, I tell you the truth, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. So that tells me we need to do this one family at a time, one person at a time. And so for me, one of the really meaningful things about this trip is instead of just giving money and hoping that it's impacting one person or one family, I can put names and faces to that family and to those people that we've impacted. And really, at the end of the day, it required very little of me and of the rest of the team. We gave a couple of days of effort to build a house, and you can see through these pictures how much we've impacted them. In Mark, Jesus, there's the story of the widow's offering. Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty put in everything, all she had to live on. It's not about grand gestures. It's about just doing. And you don't have to do, you do from where you are. We need to share what God in Christ has given to us with others.